Tefillah for Life, Shir 826, Erev Shabbos Kiddush, Parshas Kirach, Sunday, Parshas Chukas.
We move on to the next Pasuk in Ashrei, and we can spend years on the beginning of the next Pasuk in Ashrei. It is such an important concept. The world screams against this concept. The world struggles to understand this concept. But it's a fact, and we have to ingrain it in ourselves. We have to breathe it. We have to live it. We have to feel it. Toiv Hashem Lakoil. As simple as that. You don't need any major translations. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is toiv to everything, everyone, every situation. Koil. Koil means everything. Toiv Hashem Lakoil. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is toiv to everyone, which means no matter what an individual is going through, no matter how difficult, no matter what tragedy, Rachman al Islam, we heard about, toiv Hashem Lakoil. These words have to be ingrained in our minds. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is always toiv. Everything is toiv. There is nothing in this world that's not toiv. Anything that we call ra is just a mirage. It's fake. We have to understand that it's all toiv. The way the Rabbeinu Shel Olam views it is toiv, and we simply don't have the capabilities to understand why and how it's toiv. But that doesn't make it that it's not toiv. Toiv Hashem Lakoil, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is toiv to everyone. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is constantly showering us with good. And when we say these words, we have to internalize them, because a Yid that lives with these words is a Yid that has a strong relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a Yid that, Rachman al Islam, does not live with these words is missing in a very powerful way in his relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Toiv Hashem Lakoil. You have to get into your car and scream it to yourself. Sing it to yourself. When you see something that seems confusing, when you hear about, Rachman al Islam, a tragedy that seems to be terrible, Toiv Hashem Lakoil. We have to live with this. We have to breathe this. We have to eat this. This is simply the definition of what a Yid is. A Yid is somebody that understands and believes that every single thing that takes place is toiv. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is a meitiv. No matter how it seems to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan, and his plan is perfect. Toiv Hashem Lakoil, we say it every day. Internalize it. Think about it. Utilize the opportunity. When you're faced with an nisayon, repeat it to yourself. Toiv Hashem Lakoil.